Hello, and welcome to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. All stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed, and if you enjoy the stories, please consider supporting the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature. Now today's story is Sex on the Subway. Last night was one of the worst nights of my life. I had apparently misread my boyfriend's feelings and intentions for me. I was convinced that last night, on our 3-year anniversary, he was going to finally propose to me. I had waited patiently for this day and was so excited. Instead, he took me to a fancy restaurant, had me get dressed up, so he could break up with me. He thought if he took me someplace nice, I wouldn't make a scene. Well, that did not go the way he planned. I was devastated and began crying immediately. I was so humiliated knowing the tables near us knew what was happening. I jumped up to run out of there. I managed to spill my red wine all over the table, and I'm sure some splashed onto another couple that was sitting close by. I banged my leg into another table and spilled their drinks all over the place. I had rode with him, so I had to wait outside for him to drive me back. When we reached there, he dropped me off and told me he was going to stay with one of his friends to give me a few days to find some place to live. I hadn't made the mistake of getting rid of my apartment and moving in with him. So, naturally, I was the one that needed to find a new place to live. The next day didn't get any better. I had an important meeting where I was sure they were going to promote me, so I couldn't call in. After bawling my eyes out all night, I got up early and put myself together as much as I could and rushed to the office. I made it there on time, but managed to spill coffee on myself just before walking in the door. I ran to the bathroom and washed off the spot. That worked, but for some reason the hand dryer wasn't working, so I was left with a nice wet spot on my white, now see-through, blouse. Looking down at my watch, I saw that I was now 5 minutes late for my very important meeting. I ran down the hall, almost knocking a few people over on my way. I burst into the room to see my boss and the annoying woman from Human Resources. I knew the second I saw them sitting there with the solemn looks on their faces, I was being let go. It felt surreal as I sat down listening to their rehearsed and superficial reason for letting me go. I knew the real reason was I just didn't fit in with them. They wanted employees that looked like them, acted like them, and not like me. I like to change my hair color, and I hated wearing suits. It didn't take long for me to clean out my desk since we weren't allowed to personalize our area. The owner wanted everything to look sleek and clean in case one of her uppy friends came by. Everyone seemed to know I was being let go, as I could see looks of pity on their faces as I made the humiliating walk out. I didn't know what to do or where to go. I didn't want to go back to the apartment I had shared with my now ex. I didn't want a reminder of how in shambles my life was, especially that I needed to find a place to live. I started walking around the city, crying and trying to figure out what I was going to do. My wandering brought me to a corner store where I bought a bottle of wine and a water bottle. After leaving the store, I transferred the wine to the water bottle and tossed it out. I thought it would make me feel better, but it just made me cry more. It was dark, raining, and late when I decided to head back to the apartment. I was feeling lower than low when I got on the subway. It was late and a weeknight, so there was just one other rider other than myself. He looked up as I got on, and I walked past him and sat a little further down on the opposite side. I snuck a look over at him after I sat, and he was looking right at me. I looked down quickly, but a few seconds later, I looked up again. This time, he smiled, licked his lips, and slid his hand down between his legs, grabbing at his crotch area. To his surprise, his actions didn't make me look away this time, or get up and move to another car. Instead, I smiled right back at him and sexily licked my lips in response. I could use some distraction and would welcome having the stress pounded out of me. Maybe it was slutty, but honestly, how many times have I had a one-night stand with some guy I met at a club or a bar? Too many times to count. College was wild. He wasn't good-looking, but he wasn't that bad either. He was like one of those guys that you went home with thinking he was hot, but in the morning when the beer goggles are off, they look completely different. He froze for a second, surprised I hadn't rejected his gross and graphic advances. He raised his eyebrows in a questioning way. I smiled and nodded in response. He hesitated a second before he stood up and came flying across the subway to sit next to me. He roughly grabbed my breast and said close to my ear, "I'm going to fuck you hard." He licked my face, then pushed me onto my back. I closed my eyes as he slid a hand up my skirt and found my mound with his thumb. I let out a sigh when he found my swollen clit. My hips lifted as he rubbed my clit around and around. My breathing came out in gasps. He knew I was getting ready to explode. The stranger knew just what to do. He pulled my panties aside and slid a finger inside my wet hole. I enjoyed the waves of ecstasy that rolled over my body. He pulled his fingers out a couple times to suck my juices off of them. "Fuck, you taste so good," he exclaimed, then slid his fingers back inside. He moved his fingers around until he found that special spot inside. Oh God, it felt so good. I gripped the sea as a pressure deep inside me built at the same time. My body began climbing towards an extremely hard and satisfying orgasm. "Oh my God," I screamed as the pressure released in a gush, which was accompanied with my toe-curling orgasm. I couldn't believe how much there was. I could hear it splash onto the floor. My subway stranger didn't seem to mind my juices soaking him. He continued to pump and rub his fingers inside until the gushing stopped. I lay there, not able to move, except my legs that were shaking uncontrollably. Damn, he was good with his fingers and mouth. I wondered if he was going to be just as good when it came to fucking me. The subway came to a stop at an empty station. My mystery man took that time to stand up and pull his cock out. I smiled when I saw he had a nice, long, and pretty thick one. Just as the subway doors shut, he leaned over and pushed his cock into my mouth. He grabbed my head and held it still so he could pump his cock in my mouth. I looked up at him with spit escaping my mouth and running down onto the dirty bench. He face fucked me until the next stop. My jaws were burning by the time he pulled his cock out of my aching mouth. "Stand up and bend that ass over," he said as we started moving again. I happily obliged. I wanted to feel his hard cock deep inside me. I wanted to let this stranger fuck me harder and dirtier than my boyfriend ever did. He pulled my skirt up and pulled my panties down. I felt a sharp slap on my ass before he leaned over and licked my pussy up and down my slit. He spread and dipped his tongue in my tight opening. "Oh yes," I cried. My mystery man stood up, grabbing my hair, pulling my head back. "Are you ready to get fucked?" he asked. "Yes, yes, fuck me," I moaned. I was dying to feel my pussy stretched over his hardness. He didn't ease it in. He slammed it hard into me. He grinded it in me before pulling it halfway out and slamming it back in, causing me to scream. He was so rough, but I liked it. It was exactly what I needed. I needed to be treated like a dirty whore and fucked hard. I bet my ex would never imagine that I'd be in the subway late at night, letting a complete stranger fuck me raw. I had tried to be the perfect girlfriend for him. I was meek and sweet and didn't give him any problems when he wanted to hang out with his boys. Look where it had gotten me. Nowhere. So tonight, I was going to be a dirty whore, and it felt fucking amazing. It didn't take long for me to orgasm on his pounding cock. I looked back and met his eyes while my pussy gushed and squeezed him. "That's a good little bitch," he said and pulled out. He sat on the bench and held his cock that was dripping with my juices in his hands. "Come ride this cock and show me what a good little whore you are." I happily straddled him and lowered myself onto him. He was so deep inside. I took a few seconds to grind my pussy on him. It felt amazing. He pulled my top down so he could suck up my sensitive nipples. I slowly began sliding my pussy up and down his juicy cock. I was so close to coming. I grabbed his hand and brought it up to my neck. The second I felt his fingers close around my neck and squeeze, I came instantly long and hard. "Yes, yes, yes," I cried over and over. "That's a good girl. Now turn around and ride me that way," he commanded. I climbed off him and turned around so I could slide myself up and down on him. Oh, my legs tired quickly in this position. So after a few minutes, I had to stand up to stretch my legs. My mystery man stood up and bent me over again. He slid his cock back inside and gave me a few good long strokes. He grinded his cock in me when it was all the way inside. With each stroke, he slammed it a little harder and a little faster. I held the subway seat and let this man slam his cock as hard as he could into me. I could tell he was getting close to coming by how hard and frenzied he was. I was so turned on, knowing he was about to come, that I orgasmed on his cock, feeling my pussy pulsing on him drove him over the edge. He slammed his cock one last time in me and then held it in there. He released his hot seed deep inside my quivering pussy. I loved how hot and slick it felt inside. It began running out of me when he pulled his cock out. I hurriedly put my panties on to catch his cum. When I turned around, I was surprised to see he had gotten off and was walking towards the stairs of the platform. Wow, I thought, if my pussy wasn't soaking with cum right now, I might have thought I imagined it all. I fixed my clothes and looked around, trying to figure out exactly where I was and how far from my stop had I gone. It took me over an hour to make it back to the apartment. I was completely exhausted, but strangely, I felt more relaxed after getting banged out on the subway, and I wondered if I would ever meet my mystery man again. Well, thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, stories by Nicole. Remember, all stories are written and read by myself. The stories are adult-themed, and if you enjoy the stories, please consider supporting the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month. With no commitment. A link can be found in the description. And please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature.